Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, huge fan. Been following for a while. Just have a quick question. By any chance, are you former Ravens Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco?
For the 209th time. 209? For the 209th time, I am Nacho Flacco. This is Nacho Flacco, the podcast. I have adjusted my... Got some swag in the back here. Steve Young hat, jersey, a fucking helmet signed. I got a jersey, mini helmet signed back here. I'm trying to turn around the mojo of this fucking 49ers stream that I'm doing for the 49ers games. We'll get to that later. We've got Doug and Trevor here. Boys, hello, how are we?
Doing well.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Yep.
So I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the podcast swept all the primetime NFL spots this week.
Really?
Doug had Thursday night football. Niners were Sunday night football. Giants were Monday night football.
As it should be.
Yeah.
I don't know if as it should be. Well, is the right. The Niners don't deserve to be on TV at all. Like, they should be playing on Friday nights. I'm upset. Yeah. Giants Cowboys. So we'll start with Monday Night Football. Giants Cowboys. I mean, Daniel Jones had moments. He had moments.
Yeah, he did. He had a whole game of moments, and then he did what he does.
I mean, on that last one, you know, the receiver falls down.
Yeah.
So I thought it's like the turf got somebody else. Sterling Shepard, he's tore his ACL. For sure tore his ACL.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, super sick.
Fuck.
Yeah. Cause then Tony's down. It was frustrating to watch because we had him a couple times. There were a couple really bad calls. But then on, you know, to be fair, there were a couple non-calls on us. We probably should have been there. So, the Giants played well. The defense played well, but it's that last, we were right in there with them. And then there was just a big momentum shift in the fourth quarter. And we couldn't get it. Daniel Jones was sacked 5 times. That was my one concern this game was Parsons and that line just eating him up. And if, you know, we could protect him, then we were going to do it. But
26 pressures or some shit today.
Yeah, gnarly. Right.
Most of all time in any game ever. Daniel Jones.
Yeah. It's pretty much what the Cowboys do best and one of the only things they do well, actually. That defensive line is stout.
Yeah, their defense is looking good.
Yeah, I mean Giants defense looks good too. It's just like pivotal moments, and there's a regression today with, you know, I always talk about teams kind of turning the corner, about doing things differently, certain game situations where, you know, habitually a team goes a certain way, and then that stops not happening. They start making the right play or holding on, you know, a third down or fourth down or, you know, shutting a team down on a final drive kind of thing. And that didn't happen today. And then there's a shit pick at the end of the game. But I'm not completely disgruntled. I think we're still off to a good start. Still a good team. Still learning some shit. I love the coaching.
Yeah.
Saquon looks 100%.
Amazing.
Yep.
He looks 100%, which is really, really cool to see. So with that, it's like that there's something there no matter what. With a decent defense and Saquon back, you know, in his prom. You know, I'm not that mad at Daniel Jones. I don't think I'm really ever that mad at Daniel Jones, honestly. He fucking champed it out tonight, that's for sure.
Like a puppy that shits on the floor and you're just like, oh, you know, you're supposed to do that. Like, is that the kind of not mad at him?
I'm a couple like game losing interceptions away from writing them off, but like not there yet.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't had.
There's really never been a way to be for me to be like, fuck that guy. It's all his fault because the team has sucked. Poor management. The line's terrible. Yeah. Right. So it's hard. It's hard to point all fingers at him.
There haven't been any consequential games to know whether or not, you know.
Right. You know, this may have been the most consequential game in the last 3-4 years. You know, 2-0 going against a depleted Dallas team, to say.
Yeah, probably the preseason, at least in my book, was the very, very preseason favorite for the division. I think that's probably changed now.
Yep.
But what is it? Eagles at 3-0, Cowboys at 2-1, Giants at 2-1, and Commanders at 0-3, 1-2,
yeah.
Maybe?
1-2, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So, a venerable third because the tiebreak, you know, goes, but it's an annoying game to watch. Not to mention my car's radiator exploded on my way home from work, so I watched the first half in the parking lot waiting for AAA.
Oh, shit ass.
That's the worst.
That is
but
a little salt in the wound.
Yeah, I kind of looked out, though. We're lucked out because all I'm seeing everywhere are 4, 5 hour, 6 hour tow truck waits. And this happened at like 5:30 right off of, you know, the 55 freeway, just in the middle of fucking rush hour.
So yeah, you missed 3 field goals, right, in the first half. So,
I mean, but I watched it. I got on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Just sweating in a parking lot, watching my phone like a weirdo.
That's me right now. I've got a paper towel here. I'm just wiping sweat away. I don't know why I'm fucking dripping sweat right now, but
your body's just muscle memory at this point. Your body's just used to it. Oh, I'm here. I need to sweat.
Right. Yeah. Seriously. I think it's coming off of you know, watching Sunday Night Football, watching Russell Wilson win again, sweating through that.
Asshole. Yeah, but, you know, if we want to get there.
No, we don't have to get we don't have to get there yet. We don't have to talk Niners. It's just it's bubbling. So let's let it simmer for a second.
I'm not, you know, again. So my
where's your Giants making the playoffs percentage at? It was, I think we were clear at 100%, maybe 105 last time, or was it 95?
We were at
95 last time.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it down to 90 again. Bit of a regression.
A little you're feeling humbled, maybe.
A little humbled. Right. You know, I think this bummed him out. I think it's going to, I mean, Saquon was not happy. Daniel Jones was not happy. Daboll was not happy. So I think it's a big learning I think it's a learning point.
In the grand scheme of things this year, they're looking so much better than last year and the years before. So.
Yeah, I mean,
you can see there's things to be positive about, but I think, you know, DJ's still a question mark.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And this far into the season, I mean, there was no exclamation point on him for the first two games either. Right. There have always been offensive wins and, you know, not so great teams and that. I mean, he's not won a game. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, I mean, if he keeps this, I don't think he's around anymore.
Yeah. Well, you guys,
that was going to be my next question. Is he? What are we pointed to with this Giants team? Because this isn't Alex Smith with Harbaugh, right? So in terms of like reclamation projects, right? You've got. I mean, Mike McDaniel's going through one right now. New coach with a highly drafted quarterback. Harbaugh with Alex Smith. That lasted a season and a half before. But they had drafted the guy. Kaepernick was drafted in 2011. So they had already had the guy on the roster that Harbaugh was expecting to hand the team over to. And then Alex Smith gets a concussion and off they go. There is no heir apparent on the Giants. So it's like, and Daniel Jones is a free agent after the season.
Yeah.
So where are we going right now if we're the Giants? Are we just a team that's learning how to win?
I think that's what it is, and I think, you know, maybe the goal's 500 this season. I think that would be a big accomplishment. You know, I kind of, not say to beg to differ, but then you have Daboll and you have Schoen, and you have a very apparent pivot in the trajectory of the team and sure. what they want in the management, and it's very positive. And you know, then you have the experience that they had with your boy, and especially, you know, Daboll and working with quarterbacks. And to your point, there is no heir apparent, and we're probably not going to be bad enough to get a really high draft pick.
It's almost a catch 22, right?
Yeah.
Like you want the team to learn how to win, knowing how to win, knowing how to finish games is huge in the NFL, and that's a big learning curve, a big step they need to take.
Yeah,
but you also finishing 500 would be a marked improvement. But then, who's your quarterback next year?
I mean, I mean, unless there's, you know, a big free agent out there that we love, or something happens, I don't know that market. I don't know who's out there. Doug, I'm sure you do.
I happen to have pulled it up.
Oh, okay, nice.
So, I don't know if you know this guy. But Tom Brady's a free agent after the season.
Yeah.
So just throwing that out there.
No, but okay.
You're going to pick your family or the Giants? Because if he plays another season, family life is cooked.
Baker's a free agent after this year.
Huh? Come on.
What? Isn't he like worse than QBR?
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is a free agent after the season.
So there's 1A and 1B.
Right. Jimmy G is a free agent after this season.
Jimmy. I watched them. And, you know, I shouldn't say it because they're smarter than that, but like pick up Jimmy as a Brit. Like, I don't know. But because they're not rebuilding at this point.
That's the thing. If you're 9-8 after this season and you're on the cusp of the playoffs and you've got a solid play caller and you need a guy until you figure out who the guy's going to be. There is, I mean, like, you got Jimmy G, Teddy Bridgewater, Daniel Jones, Case Keenum, Mason Rudolph, Jacoby Brissett, Geno Smith, Flacco, Andy Dalton, Mike White, CJ Beathard. Like, and now Lamar Jackson, just hit, you know, just him.
That would be fucking something.
That would be awesome.
That would be fucking amazing.
Why, Doug? Why? Say why.
Because he's looking pretty amazing.
And to get him out of that division. But,
yeah.
I obviously would be fucking ecstatic with Lamar Jackson,
especially with them, you know, essentially the Ravens not offering the guaranteed money that he wants because of Deshaun Watson. So for that to be a factor would be funny.
Right.
And him leaving.
I don't know how like that boggles my mind that they haven't already got the deal done. Just say yes. Like,
yeah. Like, how do you not watch these first three games of him and be like, okay, what do you want? Like,
it's only getting more expensive.
Yeah. Like, do you want to date my sister too? Like, what do you want? Cause
it'd be incredible.
But that's
a low percentage situation.
If you're betting on the Giants opening day quarterback next year and your choices are Jimmy G, Daniel Jones, I'll say Case Keenum.
No way.
Or,
I can't believe he's still playing.
I know.
His arm is. I thought his arm was looking pretty weak with the Browns 2 years ago.
I mean, and, you know, outside of Lamar Jackson, is that the end of the list of the free agents?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like you're getting into like Mike White, CJ Beathard, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, yeah. Gabbert. It's the end of the list.
Top 10 quarterback free. There's no big free agent next year.
It would be Brady and Lamar Jackson are the only two guys that are sitting out there. Unless you're going to, you know, unless you're looking at like regime change somewhere and somebody pulls a Stafford, right? That would be, you know, like the Titans decide Ryan Tannehill, that they're going to go with Malik Willis.
I think Tannehill and Daniel Jones are the same. Daniel Jones is more mobile. And I know you. I'm taking that silence as you disagreeing, but that's okay. So
I'm just doing the math in my head. Like, I mean, every broadcast you got to hear, Tannehill was a former college wide receiver. It's not that he's. Tannehill's led a team to the number one seed, and by led, I mean like in the Jimmy G sense, he's been the quarterback of a team that has been the number one seed in the AFC. That's not nothing. That's like, in terms of like what Doug said, in terms of like learning how to win, that kind of experience, and just like being in those situations, he's been there, right? And it's like, there's, I mean, what you're looking for is the best possible quarterback who is going to be the best in the locker room and keep building, assuming this is coming into you're coming off of a somewhere between a 7-10 to a 10-7 season.
Right. But before it goes any further, like, unless he's terrible, unless he's just really bad and it's it, and it's just very apparent that there's no more improvement with him, that it's just done. Outside of that and a, you know, easy rogue free agent signing, I think Daniel Jones is our quarterback next year because there is no plan.
Especially if you're building team chemistry,
you're getting guys to drink the fucking Kool-Aid. You re-sign Saquon, right? Like, there's a lot of factors, but this doesn't seem like or it could be. You know, if Saquon goes away, then all of a sudden they just clear house, and you know, they all agree that they got a 5-year plan, and you know, they rebuild.
Being good this year, being even average this year, and then like not paying Saquon, I understand, it's a running back, I get it. Being good this year, and then it depends on how much of the good is Daniel Jones. And history would suggest that tonight made it look like he could be along for the ride. That, like, maybe a little bit more pocket presence.
That line's, you know, just got to fly around him, honestly. You know, you didn't hear much about Thibodeau either tonight. I don't know if he was limited. Again, off subject, but there's...
His wardrobe heading into the game was not limited.
I didn't even see that.
It was... I'll keep talking. I'll see if I can find the pic. Send it to you.
I think that's exactly what it is, right? If the new regime plans to build and to create a new culture with the team, you know, spend some kind of money and improving. I think if we're 500 this year, that pretty much guarantees us another year of 500. All while, you know, trying to get out there and see who's available to step in at the quarterback position. Because, again, I think if we're even close to 500, Daniel Jones is our quarterback next year. Without him being an absolute failure and reason for our losses.
So if it comes down to Daniel Jones or sign, like, you've got to sign one of them to a contract. Daniel Jones or Jimmy G, who are you taking?
I mean, after this week? I was big on that Jimmy train, but he looks like shit. I'm Daniel Jones.
All right. That's wild to me. But okay.
I mean, again, if it's building the team, building the clubhouse kind of thing, he's definitely there. He definitely stays. I don't think you bring in if you're building on something, and if you go, I don't think you bring in that, you know, chiseled vet for a year to win, right? It's either we kind of build with what we have and let it ride, or we completely rebuild, or you get a fucking Lamar Jackson.
It becomes a what's your they are trying to figure out Daniel Jones's ceiling this year. and
it'll be a lot though.
They are trying to figure out this year is what can he do if we gave him, could he do if we gave him an extra, because like the next deal, it's going to be like a, call it a 3-year deal, but 2 guaranteed. Like that will be the, that'll, if he's good this year, that will be the deal he gets. It'll be like a short, it'll be a bridgey type quarterback deal, very heavily incentivized. Right. You know, you've got to start X, you got to start the, you know, all, you got to do all the shit. Or they could just franchise him for 1 year. Let's just say you guys go 9-8 this year. And for one, they're just not in love with any of the other options out there. And Dable likes how mobile he is, and he's able to do some similar stuff that he did with Josh Allen. So Dable's comfortable because he wants a mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm. How much, I don't know, you might have already said this, I lost there, but another thing to consider is how much of his improvement would be from having an actual offensive minded coach for the first time in his career.
Yeah. And I think that's another big part of it, Doug. You did touch on it there. Like, I think you need to give somebody more than a year with an actual foundation. I think, you know, obviously we'll that'll be figured out this year.
Yeah.
And show and go, okay, I think we got something with this guy, or fuck this guy. That's what this year, this is a prove a year for Daniel Jones one way or another.
Oh, absolutely a prove a year.
For sure.
And I guess the more likely scenario is we get to the end of the season and we still don't know. Like, there were some amazing throws tonight that I was like, holy shit, he made that throw?
Yeah.
And then there was like a few times where he walked himself into some sacks. Or at least getting fucking hit. Like, so there were...
And didn't sense somebody just coming down on him and...
Right.
You know, still has that, and he's, but he still has that panic to him. You know, kind of that Joe Burrow, like, fuck, I'm gonna hit. Like, he's got that franticness to him still. Even though his protection might be a bit better than it has been, it's still, he it's going to take him a while to even get used to having coverage when he protection, even when he does.
So, like, none of this sounds like he's gonna have to improve a lot. Like, so the question becomes, would you rather sign him to a 3-year deal, 2 guaranteed, and he's, or franchise him for fucking God knows how much money for one season, just because it's like, hey, we don't want to commit long-term to him, but we think there's an inkling there that if we give him one more year, maybe he can pull it off. And you pay him stupid money, like $35 million for one season, and then you get to decide, you know, now he's the second year in the system. You know, Dable's obviously signed off on this type of thing. Like, is there a chance that fucking the Giants franchise tag him next year to just to avoid paying him a 2 or 3 year
multi-year contract? Yeah,
have him and Saquon, and there's still some needs on the team, and I would hate to see that much money kind of. You know, I think
Saquon's a free agent at the end of this year, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So like, would they re-sign Saquon? Are they going to pay him fucking $15 million a year?
If he keeps it up, yeah. If he keeps it up, so absolutely. But who's to say he wants to stay?
That, I mean, I, after seeing Sterling Shepard go down like he stepped on a fucking nail, you couldn't pay me enough money to fucking spend my second contract running around on that turf 8 games a year.
Yeah, I
mean, yeah, fuck that.
That's something too. Right? So,
like a prime at his physical peak, one of the top 0.001% of healthy humans in this entire country, and he is jogging down a field.
Yeah,
and his ACL just fucking pops.
Well, that means there's a tear to begin with. That doesn't just happen. But yeah, I mean, I see it. I understand it. So,
Kenny Galladay should be given the old Yeller treatment. That guy's a
he's fucking terrible. I don't.
That's
like
ridiculous.
It.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Not Joe. That was your fantasy football boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your boy.
Yeah.
I was very excited about him, man. He just has been an absolute disappointment.
Got paid and now he's a jerk.
Yeah, real jerk off. And I don't know what's up with Tony, and I brought that up last week, like how the fuck we're not using him. I guess he's been hurt.
Yeah. That other receiver they drafted, is he injured out for the year? Wandale Robinson?
I think he's out long term.
Yeah.
But then man, fucking Stills. The age of the ex lacrosse player receiver getting, you know, 15 catches a game.
his former
quarterback.
I didn't realize he was the kid that Lane Kiffin signed to a contract at USC when he was 13 years old, signed to a scholarship. He was offered a scholarship by Lane Kiffin to play quarterback at 13 years old. And then
transferred to West Virginia.
Transferred to West
Virginia. Was an awesome wide receiver.
Turned into a wide receiver and then did 3 years on the scout team, on the practice squad and shit like that. I did not realize that he actually made the league. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And just looking like Daniel Jones' favorite receiver right now. Losing Shep sucks, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's...
I liked Shepard, and although he's, you know, he was taken above, you know, name that top-tier receiver right now from that draft. He was taken above a lot of guys.
Was he in the 2019 draft? Or was...
18?
Okay.
Or 19. I mean, there's... I can't name them, but they were...
Right.
I know I've looked at it in anger before. but...
That was... he's been, is that 2016?
No, he's been around for a while. 2016. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes him. I like him too. I like him just on the team as a receiver. I don't like him as our number one. And Galladay's trash. Tony's hurt. So
all sorts of garbage.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see. There's a lot to be. You know, it's a big TBD season, but it's nice. It's not to be like, oh great, I gotta watch this fucking dumpster fire again. You're right. There's hope. There's hope and optimism moving forward, which is nice. Love Sean and Dable. I really do.
This feels like a nice foundation for you.
It does. And, you know, he's a presence as a coach. You know, looks like a leader of men out there.
So Sterling Shepard was taken at 40 by the Giants.
I was just going to say, there's some bad wide receivers picked before him.
There were a couple. There's like two or three that's like, fuck.
Browns drafted Corey Coleman that year. He was a turd.
Like, none of the three guys in the first round, none of the guys that went ahead. Will Fuller.
Will Fuller had a couple good years, but he's been injured the last 4 years. And
maybe
Josh Doxson didn't do anything. Lacon Treadwell, I would say, has been the biggest disappointment. That guy was supposed to be the man.
I thought he was going
to
be great, dude.
You know, it may not be Shepard. It may have been, I'm thinking of somebody else then.
Michael Thomas was drafted after him at 47. Shepard at 40.
Tyler Boyd.
Never mind. That's what I'm talking about. Boyd and Thomas.
Braxton Mill. Yeah. Not too much. Not a great wide receiver draft that year.
He's good, though. I really have nothing to hate, but he's had a couple key drops, you know, that stand out.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. Like,
yeah,
I don't think anybody's ever singling Sterling Shepard out for.
No, I mean, if Kenny Galladay
being an asshole or dropping balls, or you know,
he's like really well respected and liked. Like, he's you know, kind of regarded as one of the better guys in the league. As far as human beings go, if Kenny Galladay was what we thought we were getting, you know, Sterling Shepard is a really pivotal piece on the team.
Yeah.
Is Cooper Rush the Cowboys quarterback? Cooper Rush, is he good?
He looks like it.
He's solid for sure.
Solid, yeah. He just looks this like doesn't make mistakes kind of thing. That's very valuable in a
quarterback. Somebody tweeted out that he's going to be quarterbacking the Seahawks next year.
That would make sense.
Yeah. No, that's CeeDee Lamb. I think we got the full CeeDee Lamb experience today. Huge drop, and then a
couple big plays.
If he catches that one in the beginning,
yeah,
it's
a different game.
I don't know if you were looking at the fantasy matchup today, Trev, but all I had was CeeDee Lamb going against you at the end here.
Yeah, and I was what
was that? It got close.
Did it?
It got closer. It got to 11 points after that last touchdown. So it's like if the Giants had just kept scoring.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough. 30 minutes of Giants talk. I'm spent. How about you guys?
I am exhausted.
Okay. Miles Garrett. So I guess we'll Bias Boulevard continues. Miles Garrett seems to be okay after flipping his car X number of times, trying to I don't know what the fuck happened. Like he wasn't drunk. He was just leaving practice, and car went off and fucking rolled and ended up.
Well, that's something that people don't bring up very much. That these cars nowadays are so ridiculously powerful and take actual skill to drive. Ruggs was. I mean, he was going. You know,
156 in a Corvette on a.
Yeah. You know. Like just the ability to do that is very dangerous. And a lot of these people, these guys who just, oh, it's cool, I like the way it looks, really don't understand what they're getting themselves into.
Right.
And so yeah. That's a lot of what you're seeing. Plus, I'm not sure how the fuck Miles Garrett fit into that car.
Right.
Those cars are tiny. Now, if it was like a McLaren or something like that, that's probably why he doesn't drive one of those, honestly, because Porsches are actually a little more spacious on the inside. But
yeah, it's not built like a Formula One fucking car.
Yeah,
like
But those cars are obscenely fast, and if you're meathead driving it and you hit a sand patch or take a corner, looks like what he did, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Dude, well, thank God he's okay. Jesus, dude.
He's okay. So that could have gone. You're not supposed to walk away from shit like that.
Yeah. But yeah, they were both wearing their seatbelts. No drugs or alcohol. Thank God he's okay. But yeah, what the fuck happened?
If he plays this weekend, that'd be fucking crazy.
Well, he's getting released. He's getting released tonight, so who knows?
He's got the best trainers in the world looking after him, but
honestly, have you seen that guy? Like, I am not surprised the car looks bad and he's fine.
I was gonna say that, like, somebody built like that is,
yeah, he's,
you
know, his own.
We might hear the doctor say eventually, anybody else is dead, snap their neck in two, but because his neck is 3 feet around, you know, he was fine. That I wouldn't be surprised if something like that.
You guys want to hear something freaking funny and stupid? The one of the Cleveland, I don't know, I think it was after the game maybe, but one of the Cleveland reporters basically asked him, you know, what did you guys talk about in this meeting? And he said fast cars and girls. And literally gets in a, you know, wreck in a fast car with a girl in the car. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Was she okay?
Yeah, so they were both good, I think. But yeah, I saw no broken bones.
Speaking of car wrecks, I think I'm being punished for trying to like leverage my fandom for personal gain. This streaming the 49ers thing fucking sucks.
How committed to it are you?
Yeah.
Are you doing every single game no matter what? Is there a point? Is there a breaking point?
I mean, I ain't no bitch. But, like, if this is what is, like, I'm not. I mean, I don't know what's going on, man.
I was talking with Greg about the Niners, and I was just telling him, I was like, you know, Joe didn't have the preseason optimism those first 2 years we've been doing this podcast, and you were pretty optimistic this year. So I was,
yeah,
I was like, that had me, I was like, oh, I don't know.
And like, I think, and I, so I'm on this, so week one, they lose. Okay. Fine, it's just a stream, no big deal. Week two, the future of the franchise quarterback breaks his ankle out for the season. Okay, that could happen at any time. Let's blame Shanahan. Week three, we lose on the road to Russell Wilson, even though the fucking Broncos only scored 11 points, two of them off of safety. And Trent Williams fucking is out for a month or two. Literally nothing good has happened yet this season.
Is Debo okay?
Debo got up. Debo's fine. But like fucking shit. Like, so Debo is lying on the ground. You know, he's hurt, has to go to the blue tent. And then to close the fucking first half, you know, that fucking stupid halfback draw that like every fucking team runs when they're just trying to run out the clock instead of just putting their knee down and just taking a knee and walking off the field. And every single time, you know, you sit there and go, I'm like, why are you risking injury to any of the other fucking, any of the guys on the fucking field for a play that you don't even expect to work and you don't even really want it to work? There's no time, even if it does work. So why use Debo? Why make Debo get hit one more time? For no fucking reason. Like, Shanahan just... I don't think he's an idiot. I just think he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. And I was... somebody sent me some... I'm trying to get some editors for our content and stuff and for the Niners stream and stuff. And one of the guys did up one on spec. It's kind of part of like the interview process. And he called out, he found the section from the first game, from the first stream, from the Bears game, where I'm going, man, Shanahan just doesn't give a fuck. He's just running Lance up the middle, fucking, oh, there's fucking, you know, there's Debo up the middle. Debo had like five carries before he hit a single target. Like, I'm like, oh, Shanahan just really doesn't give a fuck. And then like 2 weeks later, we're fucked. Like, the entire season is fucked right now. I'm not as worried about Jimmy as the average 49er fan, or at least the average 49er fan that is replying to reporters on Twitter or DMing me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, he basically had no preseason. He's coming off major shoulder surgery. Like, I mean... Give the guy a couple games.
I mean, he's won 70% of his games. He's only been held to 10 points or less twice before this. Under Shanahan. There's nothing to suggest that, you know, that he's not healthy. I mean, him diving for there was a boneheaded play that Shanahan actually took the blame for. There was the bad interception that Shanahan took the blame for. I don't know if Shanahan's just being a great leader. I think that's probably part of it. But I am not worried about Jimmy. But I'm also not fucking optimistic about... I'm worried about the stream. To be honest with you, I really think it's fucking. I don't know what I should do, because I'm having fun except for when everything goes to shit. So I don't know. I'm really like, and this is my taint's fucking greatest. This is the masterpiece that I'm painting my masterpiece right now. Every game, something has gone fucking wrong. And now we play the Rams on Monday Night Football. We have back-to-back primetime games. So I don't know. Yeah, I knew we were gonna lose that. I was like, hey, he's hanging around. He's hanging around. You can't let this fucking asshole hang around. And there he was, end of the game. All of a sudden, he looks like fucking Russell Wilson all over again. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, and I didn't realize Trent Williams went down on the Orlovsky play.
Yeah.
That was the same play.
Yeah. Now, let me just fucking, on the Orlovsky play. Orlovsky's saying, freedom. He's tweeting out freedom on Twitter. No, motherfucker. There's a difference between you and Jimmy.
Yes.
One of you is only known for one thing. The other one of you has been a successful NFL quarterback. So you get, it's still the Orlovsky. You are still stuck with that because Orlovsky is such a weird sounding fucking name that if you're bringing up Dan Orlovsky's career, it's the only thing you could possibly talk about.
Plus his was way worse. Like Jimmy, like, you know, he stepped on it and then his plant foot hit it too. Orlovsky was like scrambling out of bounds.
Right.
While Jared Allen was like fist in the air running in front of him, not trying to tackle him.
He looked like a... Yeah. I mean, Jimmy stepping out of bounds saved a pick six touchdown, though.
Yep.
So there was that. So it was a heads up play by Jimmy to avoid the pick six any way you could. God, it was such a fucking shit show. I hated that game.
Yeah, I felt I couldn't even stay awake for the second half. I passed out.
So somebody on the stream said Jimmy's a really boring quarterback. I'm like, you're not watching. If you think fucking watching Jimmy Garoppolo play quarterback is boring, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like he is gonna do some interesting shit a couple times a game. Including looking like a 7-year-old if the pocket collapses. Like once a game, the pocket will collapse, and all of a sudden he turns into fucking a 7-year-old in a fucking haunted house. Like he has no idea, he's no idea fucking there's shit coming from everywhere and he has no idea where he should go, what he should do. He just wants his mom. but then like people like at the end where they're like, like Jimmy lining up to fucking drive, you know, take a team down and do the game-winning drive thing. I've seen him do that several times. Like people are like, oh, no way the Niners come back with Jimmy G back there. I'm like, why? Like, I get the memes, but he's actually done this a handful of times. This isn't absurd for him. Like he's pretty good in these situations. And he played okay. You know, the wild thing for me in this game was there was 5 fumbles. 5. And the Niners only recovered 1. And like that's just on fumble luck, right? It's like you can't 2 more of those go away. I mean, fuck it. I can't. This was supposed to be a good season.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, the schedule lined up nicely. And I was, and part of the reason for doing the stream was I'm like, okay, there's going to be ups and downs that will make for like, you know, if I'm doing live reactions, that will give me shit to react to. Not that I'm like a calm fucking person when I'm watching the Niners anyways. But if this would be, it would be interesting, right? And I'd kind of document Trey Lance's first year as a Niner. Well, fuck. It's just been like losing Trent Williams is worse than Jimmy G. It was worse than losing Trey Lance by far.
Yeah.
Because going from the drop off from Trent Williams to Colton McKivitz, it's a real fucking name, by the way. is like that's not I'm not saying like the two backups, one's named Colton and the other name is McKivitz. No, that's just Colton McKivitz.
Utah State
is huge.
Utah State
or BYU. What was that? One of you guys send that the
I
names
sent it
of
forever. One some guy on Twitter does a name check on the BYU roster every season. It was glorious.
Oh, good.
That was great. I was laughing.
He does it every year and threads them. So he's like goes back like 2 or 3 years now. but yeah, Colton McKivitz, who now he played in the Week 18 game last year when Trent was out. And that was the game they beat the Rams. Jimmy G led them down the field to fucking win the game. He played well. He's going to have to do that for 6 fucking games.
Yeah.
It's I don't know.
I'll tell you what, Trent Williams and Aaron Banks were looking pretty good.
Dude, Aaron Banks, I think, is our highest graded fucking offensive lineman right now. And people were shitting on him last year.
Go Irish, baby.
But yeah, Aaron Banks has been like the best guy on our offensive line.
Right, he's a beast.
So now we've got Colt McKivitz next to Aaron Banks, next to Jake Brendel, next to Burford, Spencer Burford, I think, and Mike McGlinchey. Like it's not
those guys are all white, aren't they?
No, Banks and Burford are African American. Oh, yeah?
bunch of white guys.
But yeah, the Colt McKivitz, he's actually Samoan.
Oh really?
No, he's not.
I was gonna say definitely BYU then.
anyways, fuck that team, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, tune in Monday
for more misery. I mean, it might help. It's probably
it can all turn around. It's still very early.
It is,
and it's I don't think anybody in that division is going to be running away from everybody else.
And it's Monday night against the Rams, so you know there's a chance to go. We can be 2-2 with the fucking with the Rams. But yeah, the NFC West does not look strong this year at all. At all. The Niners actually have the best point differential in the division right now. They're plus 10. The Rams are minus 9. Seattle's minus 23. And the Cardinals are minus 25.
Speaking of points, do you guys know who scored the most points in this league so far? The brisket and the Browns.
Have they?
Yep. Leading scoring team. Most points, you know.
Like,
brisket, number 4 ranked quarterback.
Wait, what are we talking about? Like, the Browns have the most points in the league? Or what are we talking about in fantasy?
I think he's talking about the league.
No. The Ravens have more. The Bills have more.
Did he just make that statement and get booted?
The Chiefs. Did he just like make that statement and then just hang up on us?
No, sorry. No, I'm checking my work now because you guys are questioning me.
No, I'm looking at the standings page. There's like they're like top 5. The Lions have the Lions and the Ravens have the most.
The Lions.
The Lions have scored 95 points, which is second to the Ravens. The Lions have scored more than the Bills.
I'm just so fucking all about that team, dude.
Well, funny you should bring them up because they're not fucking going to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, apparently not. Well, that's okay. I think it's awesome that that got put on Wikipedia, and then somebody who listens had it removed.
Hey, listen, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. You know who's making the podium this week? Everybody except you.
The big podium.
People who listen to the podcast, except for that asshole.
Except for that guy.
The...
Or is this an, you know, that's an epic fucking troll, and I actually support it because it's hysterical.
The nerve to say it's just isn't up to Wikipedia's caliber. It's just coincidental that.
But it's not.
The teams that Cousins beats are don't go on to play in the Super Bowl. Give me a fucking break. You're editing a Wikipedia sports curses entry. Fuck off.
How does that shit work? How does one person get to edit it? And
I mean, it's like I think there's a hierarchy of editors, because there was apparently people going back and forth. I don't know. It might be up now. It might not be. I don't fucking know. But one guy was saying, like, one guy even posted on my comments today, he goes, fuck that Wikipedia editor.
Yeah, seriously. But he names Nacho Podcast.
Yeah.
Like, it's named. He knows. He's a listener. Unless there's a source.
Well, there was multiple. So, when, in the course of getting some editing done, one of the guys typed it into Google, what is the Kirk Cousins curse? And the sports curses Wikipedia page comes up. And he like screen grabs it and does some graphics around it and shit like this. And I'm like, that's funny. They got it wrong, but that's funny. So I decided to put it up on my story to say, hey, this is fucking awesome. First German TV, now Wikipedia. I'm fucking stoked. But it's wrong. Somebody's, you know, and they're like, you could fix it. I go, I could, but I'm also me. And that's, I would break Wikipedia. Like the entire fucking website would come down if I tried to fucking edit it. And then all of a sudden there's a fucking editor's war going back and forth. And one of the guys gets fucking like, warned by Wikipedia that like you're editing too much and you could start an edit war. I'm like, we're starting a fucking edit war. Okay.
Yeah. Warning.
Exactly accepted. What the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm the William Wallace of this shit. But yeah, I don't know if it's up or not. But I was on. I've got screenshots. Fuck it. I was on Wikipedia. My thing was on Wikipedia for 5 minutes. I don't give a shit. But fuck you for thinking the Madden curse. The Madden curse. You know how many times the Madden curse has been beat?
Right.
Fuck off. The Super Bowl hangover. Fuck off. Find me a team that's made the Super Bowl after fucking losing to Kirk Cousins. Do it.
There's the one, right? There's the one Ravens, but Kirk wasn't playing.
He didn't start. He threw two passes, and he doesn't get the win. That's take it up with the NFL. That's what I tell people, not you, but take it up with the fucking NFL.
Sure.
If Kirk Cousins starts and beats you, you don't go to the Super Bowl. It's perfect. And it explains so fucking much. Said another way, Kirk Cousins, among active quarterbacks, has more career starts without beating a team that's gone to the Super Bowl. 120, we're up to 123 starts now.
Whew, that ain't a coincidence.
Doug, on the line, was it the last podcast, Trev, where I just started rattling off all the names?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just started rattling off all the fucking names of the guys that have beaten a team that went to the Super Bowl. It's a long list and by no means distinguished. It deserves its, you know what? Dare I say it deserves its own fucking Wikipedia entry, not just buried under sports curses. Fucking, it's its own thing out there. But I managed to drag my taint across my own fucking Wikipedia entry, which is just fucking perfect.
Who's the guy that edited it? We need names.
Yeah.
Come forth. Stop protecting the innocent.
Yeah. Put your name on it.
Debate me, coward.
Yeah.
Loser cuck. You Kirky cuck.
You just lowered yourself to 2021 Browns fans, guy.
Yeah, we gotta make a t-shirt that like has the Wikipedia post and like hashtag Kirky cuck.
How many people are out there like vehemently defending Kirk Cousins?
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you doing anyway?
Yeah.
Cuck Cousins. All right. Other stuff happened in football this week besides shit that happened to our three teams. It was good. It was good to have you on the podcast, Doug, on Thursday.
Yes. Thank you.
It was good content.
I had an awesome time at that game.
I bet. It was great. All right. I guess we'll start from the bottom. The Raiders, 0-3.
The only winless team in the NFL.
Josh McDaniels is just—he's out there doing Josh McDaniels shit again.
Yeah,
it's really impressive.
Yeah, and, I mean, at this point, does that team even have a chance in this division now? After starting 0-3, no, right?
And they're two games back. Their only hope, I guess, is that they're only 0-1 in the division. But they've lost to who now? The Cardinals, the Titans, and the Chargers. They opened against the Chargers. Was that the week one game?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think their hope against the division right now is that if you're the Raiders and you're thinking you can turn it around, what you're thinking is the Broncos look like shit despite the win. You've got Eli Manning on the Manning cast.
It was so good.
Saying maybe they should have given the punter $235 million.
Said it. And then like his face was like, yeah, I fucking said it. I fucking love Eli, dude.
Without saying Cooper, who is the good-looking Manning brother?
Oof. They're
Eli.
Good thing they're funny. They got great personalities.
They do, and they're good at football.
She seems nice.
Brack, your girlfriend.
I'm sure she has a beautiful heart.
Right. She volunteers.
Well, if you thought Eli couldn't get any uglier, that thing he did at Penn State, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, he got real ugly. That was hysterical.
Where he basically dressed up as his dad. Not a fucking compliment. If I'm Archie, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I am offended.
You dress up as me and make yourself look like that? Fuck you.
It was nothing will be better than Peyton's Saturday Night Live skit, though. I don't care what he does.
Drilling the kids with the ball.
Drilling kids. That was perfect.
But yeah, no, I guess you're right. That division's not.
No,
the Chargers are. Turns out the Chargers are cursed. I don't know if anybody knew this was going to happen. But...
that was bad.
Right? Oh my
god! Their left tackle's out for the season. Bosa got hurt. I mean, what's his name's playing with
Keenan Allen Riz. Hasn't played AJ Guyton or whatever his name is. He tore his ACL on the last play of the game or some shit.
Again, there. Herbert should not have played. Herbert should not have played that game.
It's that or Chase Daniel. Like rolling. Let Chase
Daniel earn some money.
Right, but. I don't think he's capable.
Whatever. It's early in the season. You don't play Herbert in that situation. That's just ridiculous. That's just stupid.
I think that's an injury that's going to heal itself in anything less than a month, but it's probably also something that's not going to get a ton worse either.
I guess he's going to be in pain always.
Yeah. That's like, but, I feel like 2 months from now, whether he plays or not, he'll still be in pain.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But dude, also the Jaguars are way better than they were last year.
Gee, I'm trying to Urban think. What is the difference? What changed?
Doug Peterson.
Right. Not that big, not that much less of a piece of shit either. Doug Peterson's still a piece of shit, but like
a Super Bowl winning piece of shit.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer is like
just a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's just straight up like an awful human being. I think Doug Peterson might be a decent guy off the field, maybe, but like Urban Meyer is just a complete and total piece of shit.
Yeah, he needs to go coach Nebraska.
Is Doug Peterson working his way towards Canton right now?
I mean, he's already like the winningest coach in the Jaguars, like something with that.
The number five. He already passed Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
I did see that. That was someone tweeted that. That's funny. I mean, I know, obviously, Trevor, you have every reason to shit on Peterson, but I thought that was a great hire by the Jaguars, getting his experience, and he's a former quarterback, and Trevor Lawrence is going to needed that after that debacle with Urban Meyer.
Sure. And even your boy over there making the calls, not Joe, not looking too terrible at the moment, Mr. Balky.
I don't think that number one pick defensive end is doing anything spectacular for him yet. I mean, I know they're statistic wise.
The Christian Kirk thing got brought up on the stream, and somebody's
he's
like,
"Not he's never going to be worth that money."
That was the thing. They're like, "It looks like he might be worth it." I'm like, "No, that's not the fucking point."
No.
You didn't need to spend that money.
Yeah, and I mean, just because it does, it, like he's not terrible, doesn't mean he's worth that money. Marvin Jones has better stats, doesn't he?
But the interesting thing, he could statistically, let's say he's a top 10 receiver this year. That still doesn't mean you had to pay him that money ahead of the season. Predicting someone's going to break out and paying them in advance of the breakout is fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, that's.
If you don't need to. And Christian Kirk's skill set is not a skill set that is especially rare in the NFL. He's a guy. And if he's on the good side of that, great for him. But there's no Trent Baalke doesn't get to take a victory lap on Christian Kirk because he overpaid on him by no less than $5 million a season. That's the point. That's the point with fucking Christian Kirk. And I'm still convinced he did it to fuck with the Niners. Because if you're riding out of town, if you're thinking like, hey, worst case scenario, I'm out of here in a year, but I've also fucking gotten the Niners. I've jammed a fucking little wedge between the Niners and Deebo Samuel, or I fucked up the Niners cap. I 100% expect that Baalke would have done that. The thought at least crossed his mind. So anyways, fuck Trent Baalke.
Kirk is Christian Kirk is tied for second with second most touchdowns of receivers, and he is eighth in receiving yards. So decent start for what we thought before the season. But long season. A lot to go.
But I mean the Jaguars are second in the league in point differential right now. +46. The only team better than them is the Bills. That's insane.
Yeah.
They are in sole possession of first place in the AFC South.
Whammy.
Nuts. Crazy sauce.
Well, it's their. Oh, yeah, I guess because Indy has that tie, yeah.
Yeah. Dolphins beating the Bills, Colts beating the fucking Chiefs, all sorts of shit's going crazy.
I picked the Dolphins in the pick 'em.
I did not have a good pick 'em week at all.
Not an option. I do different picks. I have two pick'em leagues. My other one I did really well.
Nice.
I think this one. Yeah, 7-9 this week.
Okay.
But the poor, I mean, I think we skipped over, but the poor Lions are not going to the Super Bowl this year.
A little kirkied.
And my favorite part of the Lions not going to the Super Bowl, or at least my favorite part of the, is that Kirk Cousins led the game-winning drive, but still, even in leading the game-winning drive, still couldn't get above an average QBR. Like, he finished at like 46.1, which should be fucking impossible because it takes into account what happens at what interval of the game and what the score is and down and distance and all this other shit. And to lead the game-winning drive and then be, and then go, yeah, no, that was actually quite below average. It's interesting. So, we got a review.
Hey,
somebody has left, they left four reviews. Okay. And, they left the reviews twice. They left two reviews twice. So I'm going to read one and figure out how to delete the other ones. Ooga Booga Pod Good. See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we need. I'm back, but the power of Trevor saying slang. Oh, here. I think this is like a series. There's a sequel. I'll read the first one first. What the fuck? I don't know how. Okay. I'm back, but the power of Trevor saying slang made me realize how I have brain cells. Maybe I should use them. Anyways, amazing podcast. I love it so much. If Art was talking about football, not Joe's taint, Top Gun Maverick, and Doug just being Doug, then this is the Mona Lisa. The punctuation here would just, we would kill Trevor if he was reading this.
this person's drunk.
This is perfect in every way and by far the best. I will be stealing all of my friends and relatives' phones and downloading the pod, and we'll have more reviews to come. Also, please, for the love of God, please don't let Trevor talk like a 14-year-old kid. I legitimately lost brain cells and went into a seizure hearing it. It was hilarious and should never happen again. That, or he has to do it every double XP weekend. And then, again, love the, and then the next one is, I left the Ooga Booga review, and he says, again, love the podcast. It's one of the best I've listened to. It's so fun and absolutely hilarious. A true work of art. Well, if that artist, three guys just being guys and sometimes talking about nachos taint. The only thing I have a problem with is when Trevor tried talking slang, straight, not bussin'. Also, Nacho, coming from a Niners fan, quit dragging your taint all over them. It hurts when I listen and love talking about the Niners, but then I realize you taint them and they lose. Also, love Doug. Just had to make sure you were all included. Great reviews, both of them. This is all we need. Just keep doing shit like this,
right?
More podcasts, more podcast reviews. Always good.
I like it.
Is there anything? I mean, this weekend was just kind of wild. I mean, the Bears actually made a last second field goal to win a game.
They're 2-1.
The Titans beat the Raiders to, I mean, it's like, does that maybe save their season?
In that division, it could.
In that, well, not if the Jaguars out fucking doing Jaguar things. But I mean, they're only half a game, I guess, behind the Colts right now for second. Or a game, yeah, half a game. I'm struggling. Game and a half. We'll call it game and a half behind. Let's see what else happened. We talked about, like, one of the headlines I read was, Mahomes and Allen lose. Time to worry. Like, find there's 30 other teams, people, to write headlines about. No, it is not time to worry about fucking Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or their teams. Yeah, fuck right off.
Yeah, week three. Calm down.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If you want to talk about something, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are looking pretty good.
Yeah, the 24-hour news cycle is rotting everybody's brain. Jalen Hurts looks very good, and the Eagles look very good.
Yeah.
They might be the class of the NFC.
I don't like. I'm looking at the rest of the NFC.
I'm sorry. I said that wrong. They look like the best team in the NFC.
you just couldn't call them classy, could you?
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't. No, you can't. No, I'm sorry.
Haha. This is being recorded. We got Trevor calling the Eagles class.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'll hang on to that one.
Time for TV.
Well, I guess we'll just hope for Trevor's taint to make its first appearance. Yeah, I mean, not just that, but is the NFC East the best division in the NFC? Like, what the fuck is going on with football right now?
Right.
I mean, I suppose it's the NFC North right now, I guess.
Nothing's real.
But the Bears don't feel like a team that's... Like, if the Bears and Giants played today, who would you think would win? I'd probably pick the Giants.
They play next week.
Yeah, we do.
Look at that.
I mean, I can go through that schedule and pick out 10 wins.
The Giants?
I think we did this already early, but that is an extraordinarily favorable schedule.
You talking about the Giants schedule?
I'm talking about the Giants, yeah. I mean, we play the Eagles twice. We play Baltimore. That's about it. Commanders twice.
I mean, you've got me intrigued at this point. Because, like, I just want to get to the end of the season and find out what they do with Danny Dimes. I mean, Bears, yeah, Packers. Bears, Packers, Ravens are your next three games.
Sorry, yeah, the Packers. Yep.
There's an opportunity there for everything to go falling back to earth.
Yeah. I mean, let's say it's a Bears win, Packers, Ravens loss. We're going to go to.
Then Jaguars.
Yeah, we're going to be at like 3-6 and then have a nice little stretch, I think.
The Packers game looks like it's a Europe or whatever, London game.
Oh, that's indeed. Right.
9:30 a.m.
Ugh.
6:30
here on the 6:30 here on the Best Coast.
Maybe that gives us an advantage.
Yeah.
So you've got Bears, Packers, Ravens, Jaguars. That's four straight teams that right now have a winning record. Then Seahawks, Texans. You get a bit of a break.
Lions, gotta travel to Seattle. That could be tough.
The long flight to Seattle. Lions, Cowboys. And then two games against the Eagles out of your last five.
Yeah.
And you're mixing in a date where you've got to visit Kirk Cousins for a 10 a.m. game. Yeah. Not a primetime game. Not a Monday night game.
Yeah,
a 10 a.m. game.
Yeah, prime Kirk Cousins. I mean, so it's there are certainly winnable games, and there are scenarios where the Giants actually have a winning season. But there are a lot of teams that don't look as bad as we thought they were on that schedule, namely the Jaguars, the Lions, and even the Texans. I think the Vikings are beatable just because they just don't look
the Vikings. Yeah.
They're the Vikings, they look really beatable.
If you're a good team, you'll beat the Vikings. That's the I'm just mad we've got to wait till week fucking 16 to find out whether the Giants are a good team or not.
Right.
They should expand the league by one team and then just make the Vikings be their own like rover team. That they play half the league, like somehow. And with that way, we just, there's no division for them. They just play. It's just them and Kirk Cousins. And we just like go, okay, is this team good? Well, we're just going to change the schedule and we're going to let the Vikings play. And that way we know if the Vikings are good or not. Because every week we go, man, is this team good? Boom. That means the next week you're playing the Vikings. As soon as somebody starts going, are they good? Boom. Next week, play the Vikings. Vikings.
Yeah. Was that a
not in prime time? 10 a.m.
Yeah. 10 a.m.
You get a 10 a.m. game against the Vikings. It's not a primetime game. The fourth team on Fox will get the thing. We're not even going to put fucking Greg Olson and Kevin Burkhardt on it. You're not getting anywhere near primetime. We're just going to bury the game, but it's going to be America's non-game of the week. Every week. We just need one more city to have a team so that the Vikings can do this. It'll be perfect. Because if you're good, it's like an extra bye. And right. If you're not good, we're going to find out. If you suspect.
Sus.
I
started that.
You suspect.
You suspect.
Trevor was the first one to say suspect. He didn't say sus.
Said suspect.
Said suspect.
Yeah. And your brother, fuck my life, is your brother's.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes. Like that's where that somebody heard him. Somebody influential heard him and right. started that. Yeah.
Right. Somebody heard him playing FIFA.
Yeah.
And
I hope not.
Took off from there.
Could have been like Spies or something. Not to give him credit for being influential, but you know, just like the network guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, president of a frat, like, you know, it's yeah, like,
exactly. Like says it 9 million times in a year, right. And then it just takes, right?
Yep.
No multiplicity.
I haven't heard that name in forever. What else fucking happened this week? I mean, the Bengals got healthy against the Jets. Big shocker.
Sure.
What else happened? Carolina beat the Saints. Who gives a shit?
The Dolphins.
The Grandpa Bowl. Brady and Rodgers played each other. That was not as exciting as it should have been.
I mean, is defense taking over the league this year?
Yeah, the Bucs defense is nasty.
I mean, there's been a lot of really boring games lately. Which is, you know, good defense, obviously.
Nah.
I mean it's I guess it's early and teams are maybe it's just this is what September football looks like from now on.
Yeah, everybody's figuring it out.
McCorkle got hurt.
McCorkle got hurt bad. Like he might need surgery. A high ankle sprain that would need surgery. You know how fucking much that would fucking hurt? Break my leg.
It looked like it hurt.
Break it instead.
It looked like it hurt. Yeah, it looked like it hurt bad. He was not having fun. And it was what, the last play of this game?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not see anything from this Falcons Seahawks game. That happened.
It was a good game. It was a good game. It was tight. Yeah, there's some good plays. Falcons aren't terrible.
It was dominating the red zone channel. I'll say it was.
Yeah, I mean, it was high scoring.
Yeah.
27-23. That's the Browns go to Atlanta next week.
They're putting up a bunch of points. The Falcons. The Falcons.
Drake London, Pitts.
Cordarrelle Patterson,
yeah. He's legit.
141 and a touchy for him.
Yeah.
He's on my bench, but like
I started him in another league, yeah.
I mean he went 22 points, then did like four, and then he did another 22 points. I'm like, okay, well, if you're gonna do that, I'll start you from now on.
Can't believe Mariota had a 99.8 rating in that game.
Yeah, I can't believe you started Carson Wentz, Nacho.
I didn't have a fucking quarterback.
Who was your quarterback?
Back to back, like 35-point games.
He was the third. He was the second or third ranked fantasy QB.
Oh, really?
Going into this week, yeah.
He's slinging it.
And then
I started David Carr.
I'm just gonna keep Carson Wentz in there, mostly because I can't pay attention to fantasy. The only reason I'm winning, I won in Tommy / my league, is because both of the guys with commissioner powers in that league played each other, and both of them had a guy starting that did not play. Like I was playing Torrey Pines. I was not at all worried about fantasy football at fucking 9:55 a.m.
That's right. What'd you shoot?
99.
Nice.
I broke 100 at Torrey.
Whammy.
First time breaking 100 at Torrey. I had a fucking hole. I had a hole out birdie from the fucking greenside bunker, which was fucking sick.
Did you count it?
What do you mean? Did I count it? Yes. I hit a 352 yard drive.
A what?
I hit a 352 yard drive with fucking witnesses.
Nice, dude. I mean, did it roll far?
It was on, it wasn't on like one of the, it had to have rolled out, but like it was a perfect fucking draw that, yeah, I couldn't, there was like a ball off in the distance because I smoked it down the fucking fairway, and there's this ball like off in the distance, like 60 yards away. And I'm like, okay, well, that's because it's the ninth hole. It's right next to the range.
Right.
And I'm like, every once in a while, a ball's going to slink through. And I'm like, I can't believe I lost my fucking ball. It's just like the hole in one thing where it's like, you're looking for your ball and it's actually in the hole. Yeah. No, this was me with a 300. That's how unaccustomed I would be to like a 300 yard drive, let alone 350. But I fucking smoked this thing, and it was like a perfect draw, and it rolled out to 352. Like, I went back and checked the math on it multiple times. Like, I'm looking at my fucking GPS thing and I'm like, nah, I'm not 358. But then I'm like standing next to the little drain there that's got the 162 marker on it. Yeah. So I get home and I'm like, okay, I pull up the fucking scorecard. I'm like, okay, this was like the from the green tees, it's like 514 yards minus 162. Holy shit, 352 fucking yards. Like,
smoked a
drive of my fucking life. I'll never fucking do it again.
That'll keep you going.
You
could have shot 120 and that still keeps it going.
So first time under 100 at Torrey. First birdie. It's the first time I've ever had a birdie.
Nice.
Which was also the first hole out from a bunker I've ever had. Same fucking shot. And the fucking best drive I'll ever hit in my life. Ever. It was a good day. And my brother shot a 106.
Awesome.
Like he had the best round he'd ever play. Torrey was easy though, because like they like killed off the grass because they're gonna like reseed it or do shit. So it's like the rough wasn't rough. Like it was like you found your ball every single time. But still, it was fucking, you know, I shot a fucking 99 with a fucking birdie and a 350 yard drive. Can't tell me shit right now. Felt good about it. And then I get home and I've got to watch my kids for 4 hours, which is fine. Cause you know, I'm going to stream the Niner game at night. Idiot.
Something to get you going.
Gets the people going.
All right. Film review. Doug, ooh, you don't watch him, but Trevor, have you watched the Scandi episode of Grand Tour?
Yes.
So good.
So good. It's so good, and it's just so disappointing that like you get 1 hour and a half special like a year.
Like maybe two a year, but yeah, I get what you're... It's like...
One every 9 months. Like it's...
Exactly, yeah. They're so good.
They're so good.
The guy almost died twice.
Yeah, and he's not the guy.
The guy that isn't supposed to die almost dies twice.
Yeah, the guy who, like, his whole persona is the guy that's definitely not going to die.
Right. It was the second time was fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, of course. Yeah, that was what you...
I was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Like,
of course it happened. And, why wouldn't it happen?
Right, but the fucked up part is how rare that those cars are, except for the Audi. But the one that was crashed is an exceptionally rare car, and really? so is the Subaru, exceptionally rare.
And so they were just talking, like, about how
at the fucking height of their market at the moment.
Interesting.
Yeah, like $50,000-$60,000 cars, you know, that's 35
price, 25K, right?
Yeah, 30, 35.
Yeah,
very sought after limited versions of. Yeah, a WRX and an Evo. But yeah,
so fucking so fantastic.
So good. They're the best.
And do you know what I can't stop watching on fucking TikTok right now? People talking back to cops videos.
I saw a really good one today where the cop just is like, lose it. Like, you know what, asshole? Like, I was going to give you a summons, but you started being a dickhead. And now open your bag, open your car. Oh, you got weed? Oh, that's cool. Is it in the original container that you got it from dispensary? Oh, it's not? Okay, well, that's wrong. Like, he just started, like, fucking with him. Because he was being nice, and the kid was just being a jerk off.
The,
I love it.
I don't know if it's the guy's being a jerk off, but it's the guy, there's this one that was going around on TikTok where it was like, they pulled over a fire marshal. And he's got everything just fucking dialed. He's like, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. This is invalidates this, invalidates this. And it's just like, they're so suspenseful because you're like waiting for the cop to fucking snap. You're just waiting for this to fucking go wrong somehow. But very suspenseful. And I watch every second of everyone and be like, oh, cool, there's a part two. And go in there and fucking part two, part three, fucking just pump it into my veins. But yeah, talking shit to cops. TikTok is right up my alley right now. I'm watching every single one to completion every single time.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're designed for, man. In China, they're showing kids learning skills, achieving at life. And here it's all dumb stuff.
Fucking awesome. I need more dumb shit in my life. Fucking
depends on your algorithm. There's good stuff on there if you're looking for it.
For sure.
There's more dumb stuff.
I get them on the reels. And so that's where I get it.
The stuff I get the most on my feed is and I went through a stretch there where I was getting white guys married to insane Latin women. TikTok.
That's good.
And I'm like, this algorithm is good. It is strong. Anyway, so that was fun. You guys watching anything lately?
Yeah.
What are you watching, Trav?
Obviously, House of the Dragon.
Yeah,
got very, very good. Last two episodes, very, very good.
Yeah, I just caught up. I'm digging the little time jump.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And they're doing fucked up shit already. It's cool.
Yeah.
Dahmer.
Dude, I just watched that first episode. That was the most uncomfortable I've been watching something.
They did
that. Maybe in a long time.
So well.
Is it a documentary or is it like actors?
I have one episode left. It's actors.
Yeah, it's Evan Peters as Dahmer.
He is so good.
Who? Dude.
He is so good. He's in American Horror Story.
He was...
Did you ever watch any American Horror Stories?
No.
I love American Horror Story.
He was he's an X-Men. He was like the fast guy in some of those X-Men movies.
Okay.
But he plays a psychopath or somebody that's deranged extraordinarily well.
Dude, Trevor, like, not Joe, if you're going to watch it, watch an interview with the real Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
like watch the real one for like how he moves and talks. Like this guy fucking nails it. Like same tone, everything.
The creep factor is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know this guy.
It's got a little bit of a.
He was Quicksilver in the
He was in the X-Men Fox X-Men version of Quicksilver. Yep.
Doug, how many episodes do you watch? Is one?
I just watched the first one before the game started, and I was just like, dude, this is so uncomfortable.
It brings. There starts to be a social element to it that, like, I would say I'm relatively well versed on the serial killers, and a part of it I really didn't know about, kind of the social environment around it, which was pretty crazy.
The gayness, all the gay dudes?
Not the gayness. It's pretty poignant, actually. It's a really, 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 really good show. Like, very, 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 very good. Fucking disgusting and creepy as fuck, but really, really, really good. Highly recommended. 10/10.
Yeah.
That's stuff that the wife usually fucking like. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm all about it. Like, I listen to, you know, murder podcasts and stuff.
Yeah. No, she'll do the true crime stuff every once in a while. Anyway, interesting. Okay.
Jeffrey Dahmer, man. That thing was so huge. I remember that being a little kid talking about, you know, when that stuff happened.
Yeah, no, he's like, wild. You know, almost a contemporary. He's like, what, Gen X probably? Like
81.
Is that when he was born, 81?
No.
The killings happened between 78 and 91.
91, gotcha. Rather, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was arrested in 91. He was born in 1960.
Okay.
In Ohio.
In Ohio.
He turned down Notre Dame. Psycho.
Quiet guy. Fish his hands. But yeah, the first episode, it's just so creepy, dude. They just capture that so well in the first, like, I'm excited to watch the rest of it. But that first episode, like, had my skin crawling.
Yeah, it's really something to, when something is shot like that, when suspense is built in such a subtle way, and it's not like, you know, it's not jump scare. It's very little dialogue. Like, there's, so that is such a, when you see it, it is such a, I appreciate that. The artistic element of that, because it gets you. It really does.
Yeah.
Love it. Doug, did you get caught up on For All Mankind?
No, not yet. I wasn't in town the last week, so I'm behind on a lot of stuff. For some reason, I keep watching She-Hulk, and that show just pisses me off.
You even tweeted about it.
Yeah. I couldn't do, like, episode one, I'm like, I can't.
Like, I actually enjoy some of the humor in it, but it's just...
The nine-year-old loves it.
I'm just watching 20 minutes of, like, it just... I don't know. It doesn't go anywhere. And she's breaking the fourth wall, which I know they're just setting up, you know, that's... Here comes Deadpool. We're starting to break the fourth wall. I see why they're doing it, but at the same time, it's like, come on. You're not Deadpool.
What do you mean by breaking the fourth wall?
She talks to the camera.
Talking to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I just like all of those Marvel shows. There's no way they should be releasing those one week at a time, one episode a week.
Yep.
They're not good enough.
Have either of you watched Andor yet?
No. They actually. I just looked at it. They have three episodes to start. I was like, oh, sick. All right.
Yeah, they went with a three episode premiere.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start that this week.
Is that Star Wars?
Yeah, that's like, did you see Rogue One?
I tried to make like a, all right, let's watch Star Wars with the kid. Like,
yeah.
Because there's so much content there and we could watch it for like a year. And lost her, and then I lost that. But it looked like it was decent because I guess I read, maybe you suggested it, Doug?
I really liked Rogue. Yeah. My Tony Gilroy did Rogue One, and I'm a fan, so I'm excited to watch it. Did you see it, Nacho?
Yeah, my biggest Star Wars fan buddy, that's not Caesar, recommended it. He says it's his favorite of any of the, I forget how he classified it, but I think it's his favorite of anything made after the prequels, I think was how he classified it. Yeah, he really liked Rogue One, and I think he thinks Andor's off to a good start. Yeah, nice. He seemed to. I saw one of his TikToks. He likes it. So yeah, I've loved all the Mandalorian shit, and Tony Gilroy is the fucking man. So, I will be watching Andor at some point, probably even tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wrexham continues to just be fantastic.
I have a lot. Yeah. I have a lot of catching up to do.
They finally went to an hour-long episode, and it's just like,
oh, really?
Thank you fucking finally.
Like, I keep seeing things about Ryan Reynolds getting pissed because they were like videotaping him take a piss or something, or in the bathroom. Was that part of the show?
He forgot to turn off his mic or something, or he couldn't turn off his mic while he was taking a leak. So
I got to get that. I haven't seen that one.
That's in the recent episode, yeah.
I didn't like the Welsh episode. I didn't like the... I guess it was kind of a fly episode, whatever they call them.
Oh, the documentary style one where they were like, I just skipped that one. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, it was annoying. I mean, I want to see the show so much that was like, this is not necessary. Let's do this in like season three. Come on. Like, we want to.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I get the background of it. It's a working class fucking town. They're fucking, the entire town's fucking rabid for this fucking team. I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Like, get it. The language is too confusing to fucking, it's like, why isn't it English? Like, it's just like all I keep thinking.
Yeah.
But no, fantastic fucking show. It's like, that's top of the list for me right now.
Yeah. It's reality TV, Ted Lasso kind of.
Yeah. Nice. Podium this week. Doug, you got anything else?
No, but I do want to say the trailer for The Last of Us just dropped for the HBO.
And I gotta watch that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the video game is like, it's an epic movie. You know, like you could just not play the game and just watch someone else play it and you'd love it. So I am fucking super excited for that. Like, better be good. But that trailer just dropped today.
Is it going to be a movie or a series?
A series.
Cool.
And they got Pedro Pascal as the main guy, and then the Ramsey girl from Game of Thrones, the little girl is playing the girl in it. So it's got a great cast. I literally had goosebumps watching the trailer.
And then what's his name from
White Parks Night? And Rec?
Or what's Who? His name? The
Ron Swanson's in it.
Oh, is he? No, I'm not talking about the. He's British.
Oh, Mendenhall or Mendelsohn? Ben Mendelsohn?
Maybe it's not him. Maybe I'm out. What was the last Marvel? The White Knight? Or the...
Oscar Isaac?
Yes, yeah, isn't
Oscar Isaac? Oh, Moon Knight. Oh, no, he's not. He's not.
I thought he wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, it's Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And Narcos.
Yeah.
And Narcos, yep.
And Frontier, which actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, he's also, what's his name? Oberyn Martell. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but yeah, no, that's like probably the thing I'm most excited for next year is that show. Out of any shows or movies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bookmarked it.
The Last of Us.
Love it. All right, for the podium. Definitely not that fucking asshole who fucking took down the Wikipedia entry.
Yeah, can we start at opposite of a podium?
Right.
Put him on there.
Worst three fucking people in the fucking week.
The Hollywood Brown offensive defensive a person
right, of the week. The offensive defensive player, the defensive offensive player of the week. so Frank. Right, that's a given. Everybody who listens to the podcast, except for that one asshole who edits Wikipedia.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, dude.
And this is thinking. I put Jimmy on the podium last week, and look what happened. I'm not going to make that fucking mistake again.
You want to put MVP Russ on the podium?
Right?
That's right.
Oh, man. It's my brother's birthday. I'll put my brother on the podium. My brother fucking shot a 106. I'm fucking stoked for him.
There you go.
And he's my, and most of all, most importantly though, as far as my brother goes, most importantly, the main reason he's making the podium, he's my witness for the 352 yard fucking drive I hit and the fucking hole out of the bunker. So that right there is the reason.
Yeah, you gotta keep it. You gotta keep him good.
Right. We got comments. The Niners Broncos reaction. Fuck you. Let's ride. The Giants are not a good team. This is all from one guy, three separate comments. And then Logan B said, man streaming at 2 a.m. That's Doug. He's committed.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
We're just gonna keep doing this until we either fucking die or somebody fucking gets us a thing where we can make money off this and actually, you know, just stop doing our other jobs.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, sign me the fuck up.
I'm ready. Let's ride.
Doug, I still do not have a recording of the Hockey Corner intro. So I'm going to need it at least this time. And if we're being honest, probably the next two times as well.
I think
I
muster it out. Yep, all I right. Got you.
This is 2:20 in the morning. He's going to bust this out.
2:21.
Oh, perfect. Trevor, you're up. Give us all some hockey right. content.
It's been a while, boys.
We've been waiting.
There's so much to talk about. Oof. So we're getting ready, right? Preseason started.